Let's learn together a beautiful piece of Avodas Yisrael for Parshas Balak. Dibur Hamaschil Vayoshes El Hamidbar Panav. Bilam turned his face towards the wilderness. Explains the Halakha Kuznetzer Magid. Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. Vishave Lamadbra An Pohi Limidkar Alehon Uvada De Egla De Avdu Taman. That Bilam directed his face towards the Midbar to serve as a reminder of the Cheta Egel that the Jewish people, unfortunately, performed there, Ayin Sham. Why exactly was Bilam reminding Klal Yisrael of Chet Egel? And how is it that, like everything that Bilam tried to curse us with, it actually turned into a source of blessing? Ubeir Inyan Hu, the explanation is as follows. Ki Bilam Ratzel La'or HaKitrug U'Lahazkir Chovasan Shal Yisrael U'Gnusan Kedei Sheyashuv Kiviyacho B'machshavto Sheratza Bam La'avodaso. As you pointed out many times, the enemies of the Jewish people often try to create a kitrug to remind Hashem, as it were, that Bnei Yisrael are not really worth it. Again, we've pointed out in the past, the name of the Sefer, Avodas Yisrael, is very much about being mechazik this nekuda, namely that the avoda of a Jew is important. So Bilam wanted that there should be a kitrug against the Jewish people, that Hashem, in a sense, should regret the avoda of the Jewish people. After all, the Jewish people are disappointing, we let Hashem down, and we do terrible chatam like chet egel, things which are somewhat indescribable, unfathomable, in terms of our behavior. V'nikra Elohei Yisrael u'manig al yedei zeh ha'olam kulo b'mida b'mida, and Hashem should reconsider, why would he want to be called Elohei Yisrael? Why would he want to run the world according to the whims of the Jewish people? We're so unreliable, we're so untrustworthy at times. Rak shetiyah anhaga al piko chavim bazalos. Bilam was suggesting perhaps it would be better to run the world through some type of intermediary. Why should God, as it were, interact directly with human beings, with Klal Yisrael? After all, we're such a disappointment. V'lo yiyeh lo yizbarach esek banhaga, and not to bother, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to govern the world, to run the world, to involve himself in the world. V'lo yashgiach al olam hashafel hazeh, kevan shevalav hachi amusa mibeten ozvu oso, ni'atu eskedosh Yisrael b'cheta egel v'kadoma. After all, if Hashem believes in us, well, we clearly don't believe enough in Him, having disappointed Him so many times. Again, Chet HaEgel being a prime example of us abandoning Hashem. And therefore, why should God bother to involve Himself in this lowly world? And Bilam is just one of many wicked individuals who tried to make such a claim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam u'ma'orer zuchoslanu v'lavosenu u'meisir lizus sifasayim me'itanu. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, would never abandon the Jewish people. Hashem comes to defend us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes this falsification from the lips of our enemies. But let's understand, because after all, Chet HaEgel is a bit unfathomable. V'inyin ha'amtaka al Chet HaEgel Hu, the way to understand, to make some sense out of such an avera is as follows. How can we soften it? How can we sweeten it? Especially during these days of Chodesh Tammuz, a time of din, we certainly don't want to be ma'or any kitrugim on the Jewish people. So we need to change our perspective. Ki kvar amarti ha'gdama galuya u'muchreches she'ein davar ba'olam mibilti ritzono yisbarach. It's important for us to remember that while we live in a world of free will, and we're expected to live that way, there is nothing that operates in truth outside of the ratzon, the desire of our Creator. Afilu ma shenira shu neged ritzona. What an amazing line. Even that which appears to be against His will, somehow is part of His master plan. Ki malchuso bakol mashallah afilu baklipin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over all, even the klipos. V'hine, lemashal ba'adam harishon she'achol me'etz hadas, lamaros einei kvodo. We take, for example, Adam HaRishon who rebelled against Hashem by eating from the Eitz Hadas. And we would say that was a terrible breach of the Ratzon Hashem. It was the antithesis of the one thing that Hashem perhaps asked Adam and Chava not to do. Gamzel lo haisa bilti ritzono yisbarach. Even that somehow has to fit within the Ratzon of our Creator. Ukamo shiyadua sheachilas eitz hadas hay laman yatov v'ra v'schar v'onesh u'bechira u'reshus la'adam la'asos kirtzono. After all, the positive that came from the world of eitz hadas is that yes, we live in a world where we have the opportunity to be mevarer, tov, and ra. Yes, we live in a world where schar and onesh is more purposeful, is more meaningful. Yes, we live in a world where there's free choice and a person can make choices that are truly, truly, from our perspective, independent of our Creator. And those are all good things. Those are great opportunities. Some Svarim explain that's in fact what Adam and Chava were going for. They didn't want to live in a world where things were too obvious. They wanted to enter into that world of Tov V'Ra, into a world of Schar and Onesh, into a world of Bechira Chafshis, into a world of choices. Ve'im kein tzarech lahavin lama nenash Adam harishon. But then the Avodas Yisrael says, but if that's true, then we have to ask in the opposite direction. If everything we do is really right, so then why are we ever punished? Why was Adam HaRishon held accountable for what was, on a certain simple level, a terrible choice? After all, if this is what Hashem wants, and nothing happens outside of Hashem's will, so then why should man be punished at all? In fact, all of the nachas ruach that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simply because we have a choice. And when I choose good, that means I'm rejecting evil. That's what gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure, kivyachol. So why should Adam be held accountable for destroying the world in that way? Obviously, the Kashrut Maggid says, to be big people, we need to be able to grapple with opposing concepts, paradoxical concepts at the same time. And obviously, on a simple level, Hashem commanded Adam not to eat from the tree. And had Adam maintained the Ratzon Hashem on that level, had he followed the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as hayatek of tikkun ha'olam, then the world would have achieved its final tikkun, mashiyatukan atzof kol ledoros, everything would have been perfected. Umachmas ki lo shamar pekudaso yisbarach niskalke aleinian v'tzorach tikkun al yidei bechira ledoros. In other words, there was a lechad chila track, and there's a bidi'eved track, and they're both true tracks, they're both authentic paths to get to the ultimate goal. Hashem set out a particular track, don't eat from the tree. Once Adam eats from the tree, now new possibilities are created, namely that through the bechira of a person, one could come to bring about the same tikkunim that could have been originally. So in the end, everything does work out, and in that sense, yes, it all achieves the ultimate Ratzon Hashem. Sof kol sof, things work out the way that Hashem wants it to work out. But unfortunately, in real time, Adam failed to bring the tikkun in his time, and left a lot of work for all the generations through our, hopefully, good choices to be metakin. And if you'll ask further, and there are such fundamental ideas in this piece, if you'll ask further, how is it possible even for Adam to violate the Ratzon Hashem? Hagam shelo nitna adayin bechira ba'olam v'tov v'ra. Not only in the sense that how could he possibly go against Hashem when it was so clear what was expected of him, but in fact he was living in a world before bechira. He was living in a world before there was a sense of tov and ra. In other words, he only saw good. So how could it be that Adam was actually able to choose against the Ratzon Hashem? So that too HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a small pesach, a small opening for. Who mipnei masha amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Hashem saying to Adam, back in Bereishis Perek Beis, when we pri ha'etz asher besoch hagan, lo tochal mimenu, that was the instruction, do not eat from the tree. Ki biyom achalcho mimenu mos tamus, it mamish jumps out at you when you read it this way, because on the day that you eat it, you will bring death to the world. In a sense, Hashem is saying, you're going to eat it. On the day that you will eat it, hariva milas biyom achalcho mimenu, by Hashem creating that possibility of if you'll eat it, it sounds almost like when you'll eat it, niftach lo tzas pesach bechira, that gave Adam a little bit of a choice, sheyucho leachom imenu v'lavor al ratzon yotzro. That gave Adam a little room to choose and to go against the will of his creator. Ve'im kol zeh, im higdil la'asos l'chazek rucho levilti yasur min mitzvah rishona. And yet at the same time, Adam honestly had the choice to not do it as well. He could have not eaten from the tree. And he would have been doing so by refraining, as niskana ola merishiso va'aracheriso. He would have perfected the world from beginning to end. However, aval kevan sha'avar va'achal, nishar hadavar lisakin al yidei b'nei Yisrael lidaros. But because of Adam's failure, we are busy, till this very day, still trying to fix what went wrong in that world of Eitz Hadas. But look how the Avodas Yisrael is grappling. On the one hand, why should he be part of something against Hashem? Such a nuanced analysis of what happened to Gan Eden. And it's going to bring us back to Chet Egel now. But let's go step by step. We know that in a certain level, in a certain sense, the Jewish people who stood at Har Sinai were like Adam Kodem Achet. There was a certain rectification. There was a sense of defeating the Yetzirah once again. there was a sense of removing the Malach HaMaves, again, almost like Adam prior to the sin that brought death to the world. Klomar, what David HaMelech is saying, Ho'olu zechisam l'maymer ha'nechbar hazeh, achein ka'adam temusun al yidei cheta egel. You had this awesome opportunity to reset the clock, to go back to the beginning of time, but unfortunately, because of what you did, ka'adam temusun, you will also die. You brought death back to the world through cheta egel. As Rashi explains over there in Tehillim Pei Beis, ka'adam harishon temusun acharei shechibaltem ma'aseichem. You will die like Adam because you too damage the possibility through your behaviors. Ayin shom. V'tzarech levara inyan gam ken kanaz kaleel. Ki ein davar ne'la mimenu yizbarach. V'hu tzafa v'hibi takol merishiso ad achariso. Rak shahabore baruchu bara bekirbam ruach tatuim gam ken shiyuchlu lasos se'egel. Achrei maimer har sinai v'la asos ha'davar ha'raza neged v'toni yizbarach. Again, we have to figure out, on the one hand, do we have free will or not? If we have free will, then yes, then this is a horrible mistake. At the same time, we're learning that everything is within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's view. It's within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's worldview, and it's within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And therefore, Hashem created within them, apparently on some level, the spirit of dissent, the spirit of rebelliousness that allowed them to what? To create a chet ha'egel. V'haya im yishbru b'b'chirasam koach yitzram. Had Bnei Yisrael strengthened themselves and fought that temptation, had they maintained that initial madrega that they attained at Har Sinai, not to stray to the right or the left, then they would have been Bnei Elyon, they would have been Elohim, they would have been godly, like Moshe himself is described as an Ish Elohim. They could have transcended the Yitzharah and could have transcended the Malach HaMavis. As the Medrash famously comments, Charus al haluchos, the luchos were etched. Don't read it as charus, but as cheirus, freedom from what? Cheirus mimalach hamaves. Havakevan shalohi skilu v'naflu bereshes yitzram. But because, unfortunately, they succumbed to that temptation, hutzrichu l'sikun ha'inyan, we need to, unfortunately, continue to work on fixing this matter, v'lechuva ad sheyetukan davar karoi. And we need to continue to fix until it is fully fixed. So much like Adam HaRishon, again, an opportunity that was lost, and a lot of fixing that comes afterwards. But at the same time, we're acknowledging that on some small level, there's something that Hashem wanted almost, or allowed to happen in this regard. We need to understand why. Right? We explained a little bit in terms of Eitz Hadas. The ability to choose now gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous nachas. It wasn't necessarily the simple, ideal, original plan, but now that we've got to this point, and Adam brought Tov and Rav, Bechira into the world, we have an opportunity to see a lot of good in that when we make the right choices. What's the good of Chet HaEgel? What did Chet HaEgel say about Klal Yisrael, or reveal about Klal Yisrael, that we could somehow, on some pnimius dikah level, look back and say this was also part of the master plan? V'yesh lomar perish apasakim. Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. Maybe we can explain based on the Hagdamas Divrei Hagon Achasin Marenu Harav Levi Yitzchak, who explained on the pasuk Uveyom Pakdi Uvakati Aleim Chatasam Asher Asu Asa'egel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the simple pshat in the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to hold us accountable, to continue to remember and to take us to task for the Chet HaEgel. V'kasha, but it's so difficult, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, it's so difficult to understand. Hine Avinu Avaracham Anaso Leachu Mochel Umavir Ashmasenu B'chol Shana V'shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to forgive us and does forgive us every year on Yom HaKippurim. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold on to this chait? Is tshuva out of reach? Sal kadaitach sheyichto b'toraso davar kasha kazeh. What Hashem, how could it be that our loving Father could write such a thing in the Torah that Hashem is, no, I'm going to hold on. Sheyizkor la'olam eschait ha'egel lafilu achrei shasu yisrael tshuva. That even after all of your tshuva, I'm still going to remember the chait ha'egel. It's so hard to understand. And more than that, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis tells us that Reb Oshia commented on the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Gam Eila Sishkachna." Eila is a reference to the Egel. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Zem Maisa HaEgel. I will forget the Egel. Va'Anochi Lo Ashkacheich. But I'll never forget the Anochi, namely Maisa Sinai. When we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so that seems to be the opposite. That seems to be the very opposite of what this pasuk is telling us. So does Hashem hold on to Chet HaEgel, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu willing to forgive and move past Chet HaEgel? So he says an unbelievable pshat. Eli Yesh Lomar Kavanas HaInyan Echad. Dihine lefi ra'os einenu im echon migeza tova v'yishara holech v'derech tamim v'ovedes yotzo. Take, for example, a person who comes from distinguished lineage. He comes from a very fine family. And he continues to what? To walk in the ways of his avos. Ein ze davar nifla ki ator machzeres alachsan yishala. It's not so surprising that if your father was a chash of a person, and your grandfather was a chash of a person, it's expected that you'll be a chash of a person, you'll be a learned person, you'll be a righteous person. It's not shocking that the ripple effect of the earlier doros will impact you as well. Masha einkin impoches v'holech b'maisa b'maisa avosav, mum bo v'yizgana bo yoser, mimasha yasa zehara adam asher hu ba mishpacha b'zuya shvela. As opposed to a person who comes from a distinguished family, who, God forbid, strays from the path of Torah, it's a much greater stain on that individual and by extension on that family than one who doesn't come from such a fine family. Someone who comes from a regular family or a lowly family and doesn't live a life of righteousness, it's not expected of that person. Kilo yasa shiflos me'avon avosav. Ve'im adam bezoi mishpacha kezeh yasa tov ve'enei Hashem v'anashim. Let's go in the opposite direction. What if a person, a very simple family background, rises to great heights, great spiritual heights? Az yishal yosemi ben mishpacha nechbedes ba'azvu darchei avosav anat elatov. What a great praise it'll be for such a person that, wow, he overcame the environment that he was raised in. It's part of the godless of Avram Avinu that he overcame his whole world of avodah zarah to become Avram Avinu, and he'll be certainly a person who's deserving of great praise. So now the Kashas Ramagid says, in the final stretch of this passage, of this amazing piece of Torah, he says the following idea. Hine Yisrael kedoshim heim, hagam shekiblu asa Torah b'maymet har Sinai, v'amru nasa v'nishma. So who are we? Do we come from a distinguished family? Do we come from a lowly people? On the one hand, we come from the Avos HaKadoshim, we come from the Imos. At the same time, we were on the 49th level of Tom and Mitzrayim. On the one hand, we said Nasa v'Nishma. On the other hand, we made a Chet Egel. Who are we? V'hinei Yisrael Kedoshim, the holy Jewish people who stood at Har Sinai and said Nasa v'Nishma. Lo haya hadavar nifla u'mehula. You could argue that it's not so impressive. You know why? Where did we get the strength of Nasa v'Nishma? How did we utter such a lofty spiritual expression? That's not us. It's Chus Avosav. It's Chus of the Avos. Lo haya davar nifla mehula ki kedushas avoseyim asher horishu livneim achareyim hiya nosenis shio ovdei Hashem. We dug deep at our Sinai and reminded ourselves that we come from Avram and Sarah and from Yitzchak and Rivka v'chulu. So on the one hand, our Sinai is not so impressive. Aval, but hold on a second. Would the avos make an egel? Would the imos make an egel? Once we made the egel, maybe it wasn't the avos. Maybe we have a little bit of our own personality. Which means just like the chait was our own doing, maybe those moments of great spiritual prosperity, the Nasa v'Nishma moments, maybe those are also ours. Maybe it's not just leaning into Zuchos Avos. Aval keivon she'asu achar kach as egel, ve'izu as p'neyem neged yotzer, we had the audacity to make an egel, v'nikar she'haya bom eiza shoresh ra, that clearly we had within ourselves some nekuda that was quite corrupt, if there's a part of you that's still shayach to making an egel, that it's unbelievable that you were able to achieve the levels of commitment at Har Sinai. Yes, there was a part of us that was very unrefined, that still needed a lot of work. That was cheta egel. But at the same time, we somehow were able to equally show up to Har Sinai and say Nasa v'Nishma. Kevin Shehem Am Kishe Oref B'teva. Therefore, just like the eagle is clearly not the hashpa of the avos, that was something that came from us, so maybe also the spiritual madregos came from us. Apparently, of their own volition, they chose the goodness of Har Sinai. And yes, achar kach naflu bachu bara. Yes, the next day we made a really bad choice, but the good choice is really ours, and we have to own it. And the bad choice is also ours, and we have to own it. V'afal pichein asu tshuva v'heim kodesh Yisrael Hashem. And again, thematically, this is what this sefer has been about on a certain level: avodas Yisrael, My choices matter. Bein letov, bein lemutav. The good things I do are really me. The bad things I do are also really me. Let's not falsely rely on zchus avos. Let's not hide behind zchus avos. And he says that perhaps that's the pshat. And he's still quoting from Rav Levi Yitzchak. Zchusi yagen olenu. He says maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'ze perish gam eile sishkachna ze maise egal. Gam eile tishkachna. She yishkach legamri. Kevin she'asu tshuva. Yes, the ego will be forgotten because they did tshuva. Aval va'anochi lo ashkachech ze maise sinai. Meaning what? Klomar, be'eis she'ani zocher maise sinai. When I remember Har Sinai and I wonder, was it you or were you just leaning on zchusavos, relying on zchusavos? Oz ezkor gam kim b'cheta egel. By thinking how cheta egel, certainly not the avos, that was really you. Uvegodol kashias arfa masher lahem kedei lahagdil zchusam amasha asu milifnim b'mayim at Har Sinai. When I say that the ego was you, well then I guess you can get credit for Sinai as well. And therefore, we now understand the pasuk going back to Shemos Lamed Beis. Uviyom pakdi ufakadti. What does that mean? Kishe ezkor bam lehetiv lahem. When I try to remember the good that you do, ufakadti, I remember what? I remember the cheta ego. And I remind myself that the Cheta Egel was truly you. As the Egel was called Chara Asher Bekirbam. And by doing so, I have a new appreciation for the good choices you made, says Hashem. V'az yagdil v'yad yirzuchusam b'mashem notu mehara hazeh. And therefore, when you lean away from this evil, when you make the right choice, Hashem says, that's a real choice. Linto seletov v'lishmor mitzvosav kol hayamim. V'im kein, sechiras maisa Egel. And if that's so, then in fact, remembering the Egel actually is a tova. Because it reminds us that what? That just like our averos are really me, and I can't point the finger, but at the same time, the mitzvos and the choices of holiness that I made over the course of my life are also really me. So now we circle back. Hashem says, again, it's David HaMelech speaking, Ani Amarti, I said that you were godly, you were angelic, b'masha achein ka'adam temusun. The fact that you were able to sin like Adam, v'yesh lachem b'chira, the fact that your choices to rebel against me were your choices, so too, afal pichein, atem shomer mitzvos v'sarasi. Nonetheless, what about those beautiful moments of davening, of learning, of nasa v'nishma, the moments where you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are also yours. And therefore, wow, that's really impressive. V'arei atem b'zeh Elohim, your godly moments are truly your moments, and they're truly lofty moments, u'bnei elyon, and mamish, you're a Ben Elyon. You're not just living off of Zchus Avos, but you're owning it in a very deep way. And now we come back to Bilam. So why was Bilam looking to the wilderness? As the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, he turns his face towards the Midbar, and he's trying to be Ma'orer Cheta Egel as a Kitrug against us. But little does he realize that Cheta Egel actually has within it, in this most remarkable Pnimiyas Dik way, an unbelievable Bracha inside. V'nachzer Gam Kein L'Schil HaSeinin. Shabilam nasa el midbar panav lahazkir avona egel. Bilam wanted to mention egel in a negative sense. Avalafi mashik damnu. But based on what we've explained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machal osu avon, Hashem forgave the egel. And the only reason he holds on to it is to remind us that our positive choices are also really ours. Achrei shuvam venichmam al hara. Hashem forgave us when we did tshuva. Raksha adraba. Bizeh godla ma'alasam uzuchusam al am kashay oref hazeh. If you were stubborn enough to make an egel, and that's truly you. So that means, wow, if you had such a wicked part inside of you and you still made good choices some of the time, that's unbelievable. In a certain sense, and I'm saying this cautiously, every low avera that we do only further heightens the good choices that we make. Because Hashem can look and say, wow, you did such a low thing? That means that you're shtick a low life. You're a low person. But what about the version of you that I saw by Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur? Or what about the version of you that I saw sitting in Beis Medrash, learning with concentration? That's unbelievable. That the same person who could do that low avera was able to do that lofty thing. It actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a gentle eye, sees the good in the comparison to the avera. And that's what it means. Vatehi alav ruach elokim. Klomar, kamo shabori yisbarach mazkir achet hazeh, lizchusan shal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? Remembers the Avera as a way of being Ma'ora Zuchus for Klal Yisrael. K'mo kein nis'orer kan al yedei Bilam. Bazkiro chet zuchusam uvirchasan. In a similar fashion, Bilam is Ma'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's merits upon us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kind eye upon us, v'yafoches haklala lebracha. And the whole thing, which Bilam intended as a klala, again, with this deeper perspective, even the egel becomes a source of bracha. So what a deep way, again, to explain chet etz hadas, to explain the chet ayin gimel, the chet egel, things which make us so uncomfortable that we're still paying off for all the doros. But the work that we're doing, again, is an opportunity to again, get back to that ideal track, but to remind ourselves that, like we said earlier, afilu mashenira shu neged ritzono, even that which appears against Hashem's ratzon, is within accordance with Hashem's ratzon. And we have to remind ourselves that the mistakes themselves can actually be seen, again, very generously by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a lens of kindness, to be able to say, wow, if you could do such a low thing, and that's truly you, and that's not something you were yoyresh from the avos, that's a shoresh ra that somehow has developed inside of you, an individual chelek of your spirit, then similarly, the good choices, the nasa v'nishma, the maimed arsina, the anochi Hashem Elokecha, that you mekabel so lovingly and so willingly, is also your zchus as well. We should be zochet to find a way to turn all of our shortcomings into brachos, and to be metake in all of the klalos of Bilam, and see them the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be seen.